From there, I went to that same base. I went through 6 months of aircraft and engine school. Mm-hmm. And then after I completed school, I was assigned to Andrews Air Force Base outside of Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. which I stayed there from December 1951 until April of 1957 mm-hmm. in a fighter interceptor squadron. And from there I went to Okinawa and spent a 30-month tour on Okinawa in a fighter bomber wing. And then from Okinawa I came back to the States and was stationed at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. Which was a good assignment.
you gamble away that paycheck, I hope.
No. They mostly your gamblers from out of town.
Yeah.
And
I guess the natives figure the odds are against them.
Yeah. I went I stayed at Nellis for until 1964. I arrived there in 1959. Mm-hmm. Stayed there 64 to 64, and then I got a transfer to Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida. Mm-hmm. And stayed there 2 years in a ADC pilot training wing.
What's ADC mean?
Air Defense Command. And from there, I got a special duty assignment in Bangkok, Thailand, with the Military Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. I was an advisor to the Royal Thai Air Force.
What, you were training their maintenance people, is that it?
Yes, and acting more or less as a training and technical representative mm-hmm. to them mm-hmm. for 2 years, and I got to take my family right along with me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You live there in Thailand?
In Bangkok.
Mm-hmm. On the base, on the base there?
No, we didn't have a base. Mm-hmm. I lived in out on the economy itself, mm-hmm. and worked at what they call Dong Nong Airport, mm-hmm. which is where they were. Station. It was a Thai airport.
Yeah. How did you like living over there?
Well, it was rather interesting. You run into some hardships, like you don't drink the water out of the faucet.
Is that right?
You have to purify it and all that stuff yeah. before you do. And they had a very interesting school for the children. They had what they called an international school, mm-hmm. which had somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 students.
Big one.
And but the big problem on that, it was across Bangkok, and the traffic there was terrible.
I can imagine. How big a city is Bangkok?
They have some over 3 million people in Bangkok.
It does present problems, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. We, of course, they aren't used to our way of driving and so on and so forth. And
how you mean, is ours better or worse?
Well, ours is better. They're real quiet going people until they get in the car.
That reminds me of some of the things I heard about the Tokyo taxi cab drivers. Have you ever been to Tokyo?
Yes, that's the same way in Bangkok.
Yeah, I've heard them called kamikaze cab drivers.
The same way they drive about like